This is Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio 89.1. Good morning. I'm Norma Martinez. Pedro Martinez, the superintendent of San Antonio Independent School District, gave his annual update on the state of the district this week. And joining us to talk about it was TPR's education reporter, Camille Phillips, who was there. Good morning, Camille.
Good morning, Norma.
So what stood out to you at this address?
Well, one of the first things that stood out to me was the way the superintendent responded to critics. He doubled down on his vision and priorities. There was a recent Texas Tribune article that he kind of obliquely referenced. It highlighted concerns from some educators and community members that the district is focusing its resources on new specialty schools and leaving neighborhood schools behind.
They're not happening at the expense of each other, but they're both needed.
So why does he say the district needs the specialty schools?
He says he needs these specialty schools that have open enrollment, like Advanced Learning Academy and Young Women's Leadership Academy, to compete with charter schools.
None of our new schools are lower than a B. So my message to parents, if you don't want to wait for your neighborhood school to improve, we have options for you.
The B he's referencing is the state's academic accountability rating. Most of the state's low-performing schools serve mostly low-income students, and the specialty schools are more socioeconomically diverse. But he says the district is also starting to see results in its neighborhood schools, which have a higher concentration of poverty and a history of struggling to meet the state's academic standards.
Our neighborhood schools, for the first time, are now starting to outperform their competition. So it's not just our choice schools that I showed you that nothing is lower than a B.
Martinez highlighted five SAISD schools with higher state accountability ratings than nearby charter schools. For instance, IDEA Eastside Academy received the equivalent of a D, while Gates Elementary, less than 2 miles away, earned an A. However, IDEA Eastside Academy was the only IDEA campus to receive a D in San Antonio. Out of 17 rated schools in the city, 13 earned an A or a B. And as a district, IDEA earned an A, while SAISD received a C.
So did Martinez say how the district is turning around its low-performing neighborhood schools?
He said the district was turning around its schools first by building up its network of principals and recruiting and retaining strong teachers.
But we've never had a stronger team of instructional leaders. And by the way, we have no shame. We've stolen talent from everywhere we can steal it. And we will continue to do that, folks, because our children deserve it.
The superintendent also said that he was helping schools improve by putting a focus on academic rigor and setting high expectations like college.
So what else stood out to you in his address?
Well, he made a point of praising his board on several different occasions. The trustees made several controversial decisions last year, including letting an outside charter network take over one of the district's schools, Stewart Elementary. He even brought the board up when he talked about how Texas Education Commissioner Mike Marath told him that SAISD is one of the fastest improving districts in the state.
They were excited about the initiatives we had. They love our board, but they said, you know, I want you to understand, like, we're seeing something really special in San Antonio.
And the reason why that's noteworthy is because elections are coming up. Board President Patty Radel and District 6 trustee Christina Martinez are both running for re-election in May. And during contentious board meetings last spring, some commenters warned that they would vote board members out.
Well, Camille, thanks for keeping an eye out on the news at SAISD and all the school districts in the region. We've been talking to Camille Phillips, TPR's education reporter. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Norma. Happy to do it.